Last June, a tornado ripped through the northwestern Wisconsin village of Siren. For the people of Siren and the half-dozen townships surrounding it, there was little chance to get a warning. There was no National Weather Service transmitter for that region. It was one area of about 25% of Wisconsin without this specially activated emergency weather radio coverage. That changed at the beginning of this month. A transmitter is now online in nearby Spooner, along with new transmitters in Racine, Ashland, and Withy, near Medford. There is one difference for Siren. A $30,000 Federal Emergency Management Agency grant came along with it, enough to buy an emergency weather radio for every tornado victim. That's great news for Burnett County Emergency Management Director Bobby Sikta.
It has made my month.
These special weather radios usually cost about $30 to $50 and sound an alarm whenever severe weather approaches the area. Sitka says having that is a comfort.
This is going to have a big impact on people, I think, just having that assurance that they can get that notification. But you've got a lot of people that have a lot of trauma that they're trying to deal with, and every time they see a storm cloud, it can raise issues.
With these four new transmitters, about 80% of Wisconsin is covered. Educational Communications Board Deputy Director Phil Corvo says early warnings can make a difference between a person being in a safe place or being vulnerable.
When the tornado hit up in Siren, that transmitter had not been put on the air yet, had not been constructed yet. So we're constructing them as we receive funding for them.
Each new transmitter costs about $100,000 and is paid for by federal money. The state is responsible to pay for maintenance. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.